two, three, four.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Listen, there's a feature in this that auto-syncs everything now. It's the future.
And, wow.
I don't clap anymore.
Okay, so, well.
You don't clap? What do you do?
I just sync it in post. I just hit sync.
Do you have the clap?
All right, ready? One, two, three.
That's not going to be helpful.
It's not helpful.
All right, let's get this show started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Is everybody ready? Everybody good to go?
Everybody's recording? Good. Everybody's good to go and recording, yes.
Okay.
We figured
well, welcome
this
to the Adventures of Danny Mike. To my front, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
Rocking the Stooges. And to my upper left, Mr. Michael C. Marona, rocking
the
Danny Mike.
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
It's an upper what? An upper lefter. It's an
I'm
upper
just
lefter.
At you
that's
in
actually
windows.
My right
and my
hand,
name is Jeremy.
By the way.
Because I hold the Sprite in my left hand.
Oh, yeah, you can see it in the mirror. Sorry. Gentlemen, we're going to... welcome. This is Quarantine Episode 2. It's probably going to sound a little better. We upped the mics a little bit. And hopefully it'll
yeah,
sound
Jeremy
great
went
your,
on a
your,
Jeremy
earbuds.
Jeremy went on a little splurge there. Bought Mike a mic. Mike's got a mic.
Mike's got a mic now. So we're good.
Yeah, that was the original... idea for the Aerosmith song, but then they turned it into
Mike's
after a few rewrites
Mike.
It became Janie's Got a Gun, but it started out Mike's as Mike's got a mic.
Mike.
Yep.
I like that you have Danny, you have Iggy Pop right on your right shoulder, just like
mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to see his skeletal frame.
Yeah,
he still looks like that. What is he, 73?
He does still look like that.
He Iggy Pop would be the youngest of all the presidential candidates right now if he were to run.
That is true. All right, gents. What do you think about getting into some voicemails? Some moist mails, anybody?
Oh, we can do virtual voicemails.
Makes yeah, I think we should. We got some
good
to catch up on.
Sure. That's great.
I'm sorry. Let's get right into it.
Can we...
first?
Is there context behind these? Are we still doing the normal rules?
No, let's just say the word Ohio and play the voicemails. There's
zero
no
context.
Need for context.
Okay, here it goes. It's the first one. I don't see a name.
Nor a number.
But here it is.
Danny and Mike and Jeremy B. I fucking love you guys.
I remember this guy.
Sorry for the delay on the voicemail. I got in deep with the Sharks. I had to handle some business before I could get back to you.
Oh, this is from West Side Story guy. He was a Jet.
Fun time,
prison stint, sounds like.
All right, back on track. So first off, Jeremy B.
I like that he and, oh, I just thought that was over. I said, let's get down, back at it. Like, he was like, yeah, I called in again. Back at it. And I was like, okay, that's the end of it. And then I realized he has more stuff to say. That's all.
I'm going to make a call about this guy that I feel confident about after a couple of calls from them. This caller calls us and, you know, engages. And I want to diagnose him with a Lake Erie accent of some kind. He is, he touches the region.
Interesting.
Somewhere. He touches the region somewhere from Buffalo all the way to
Cleveland.
All the way to Toledo.
Toledo?
All the way to Toledo.
Toledo's that's far.
And what if he's in Detroit? It could be possible. So.
Okay, but right. But he feel like he's working with like a New York style accent. His tough guy is he's. It's like it
he might
makes
be working
think
at
like
a New York style pizzeria. I think. There.
All right. Let's
anyway, okay.
Hear
go ahead.
Some more.
Go ahead, John.
For half Nelson, that was classic.
He's saying Remy Bailey should.
Yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
Of
big time, you. Yeah, you.
Big time.
You're classic. I mean,
he must be from
classic.
Ohio.
And the best damn electrician in the biz right now.
Oh.
Oh, it's about me?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot, but you're the best. You earned it. So wear it like a medallion. Last but not least,
okay.
Danny Tambo Tamborelli. A fucking Tambo. Dog.
Yeah, now see, I think it's one of your buddies.
If I open my book at the...
I think it has to be, but doesn't sound like anybody I know.
I don't know.
I think it's one of your buddies.
Coolest duders on the planet. All three of you are on the first page. Just remember.
Well, that's nice.
Legends never die, and you three are in it. I love you guys.
Sounds like he's dying.
He's right. Yeah, I feel like he, yeah. He's something. Is he? Is this something you want to tell us?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, I don't know who that is. I don't know who it is.
I think the less I say about this caller, the better, now that I think better of it.
Why is that?
I just, because I've already given too much energy to this person, whoever it might be.
It's our only recurring character that's on the show that's not us. It's him and Drunk Santa. That's it.
Yep.
And maybe Little Stevie will make an appearance sometime. It's hard to do Little Stevie on Zoom because then everybody sees
you. Spirits are high.
You'd have to change your background.
It's an easy fix.
All right, toggle. Here's one more. I believe Johnny? I don't know. Let's just listen.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Jeremy B.
It's Aziz Ansari.
Johnny Watts here, long-time listener, long-time
This is
caller.
The same person.
Guy.
I don't know, might be a new character.
No, it's say, the same person.
I miss hearing from you guys, all right?
It's totally the same person.
I'm starting to think you didn't like my game.
Skip oh, it. I think I get to say skip.
Trash last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He left a voicemail. You probably got it, but yeah, he was pretty trash. Just so you guys know,
Frankie left
he's
it.
In the witness protection program.
It's the same guy.
No, it's his friend. Alias.
I guess he saw his third grade teacher get fork stabbed. I mean, not to death or anything, but it was pretty bait. Oh, and my question.
Beard. It's pretty
What's
beard.
What's the craziest thing you guys have ever seen go down? Why?
I'm saying this In guy part. Sounds like the coach from Strong from All right. Homestar
That's
Runner.
Oh my god.
It's true.
Catch you guys later.
All right. So the craziest thing,
thanks, Coach Z.
You've seen in real life, IRL. He saw a third grade teacher get force fed. Question is the craziest thing. Force fed. You guys
I thought
have
he said. I
seen
think. I thought he said.
Person.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. I thought with his strong Lake Erie accent that he said forked to death.
Yeah. Not to death, but he said forked.
Well, here's the type.
Which reminds
is,
me of a.
Oh, and Frankie
joke.
Wanted to call and say sorry. He left a voicemail last night. But yeah, he's pretty. He's
that's
in the
kind of an.
Protection.
That's kind of an. I apologize
yes,
in advance
yes.
type
right.
of bullshit. Yeah,
right.
that
okay.
doesn't
right.
really.
Right.
Same guy.
But the question is, what's the craziest things you've ever seen live in person? I mean, mine's the Nirvana reunion. It was the craziest thing ever.
I mean.
Live in person.
That was great. How is it crazy,
froze,
though?
The question froze him so hard.
That was like Kurt Cobain came back to life.
I was going to say that Danny can Danny can say his, which we both hope would be a Fish concert so we can laugh. We both hope that Danny's going to say a Fish concert so he laughs.
Hey, am I back?
You're back.
Hey, sorry, Dan. You blacked out. Sorry, Dan. You blacked out for a while.
Oh, wow.
We were wondering if you get disconnected.
Crazy. No. The craziest story, craziest thing I ever seen in person was this guy, Tom Marshall, who's the lyricist for Fish, come out on the 4th of July in Camden, New Jersey, 7/4/99. And he came out, and everyone who was on drugs thought he was Bruce Springsteen because he sang Born to Run.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just heard you guys. Just because I'm frozen doesn't mean I can't fucking hear you.
Anger, hostility towards the opposition.
Jeremy, and for those of us who aren't frozen, I would have to say it would probably be in Germany in 2006 when I was watching Mexico play Argentina, and there was just this a guy who happened to play for Liverpool. I was really psyched that he scored, Maxi Rodriguez, but he scored for Argentina, and the whole fucking stadium exploded. even though I figured it was like kind of evenly divided between Mexico and Argentina, but it was a nuts biggest sound I've ever heard in my life.
If you're if you're going down that route of like big sporting events, Game 7 NLCS 2006 when Eddie Chavez caught that ball over the wall, I've never felt a feeling like that before, because everyone in the stadium thought we were going to the World Series.
Let me go back then and say that it was when Bruce Springsteen came out and sang Fish songs, and everyone said, is that really Trey?
It's great, Mike, because your picture, it does look like you're talking into the microphone that's in the picture.
Thank you. What I am is Mike's good side. Don't make me be Mike's evil. Don't make me be Mike's evil side. Stab Jeremy. Wow. No. Be good to Jeremy. No. Stab Jeremy. No. I think you should play along. It'd be nice.
So if you're just listening to this and you want to know the shenanigans we're doing, go to our Patreon. For a mere $5 a month, you can see all of this.
Yep, in the beautiful high definition. Or as high definition as we can get. This one is
as many Ks as we can afford.
That's right. I believe this guy's saying his name's Cheeseburger. Let's take a listen.
We let one shtick on the show and we get them all.
This is Cheeseburger. I'm calling for Little Pete, my man. Danny, Polaris is going on tour and they're going to be playing in the area. I was very curious in going if perhaps we would see Polaris and Little Pete reunite from some of the greatest time in TV history.
Where's the area?
Sounds Canadian.
Surprise us on stage.
203.
All right, best wishes. Much love from the cheese. Farewell.
203, that's Connecticut.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Dan,
yeah,
remember that
playing,
we met...
We are playing those
remember
shows.
We met Soda a couple of times, so yes. now we got Cheeseburger, so we just that's need right. to meet French Fry.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I never thought about that.
Those
shows have been rescheduled, but they're in moved to October. But yeah, where Jounce is playing in Connecticut in Philadelphia with Polaris, because my accent says Polaris. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I just muted the stream, but not the recording. So that's what you get.
Oh, that's fine. All right, let's go to someone who's not from Ohio.
Rolling the dice here.
This is Patrick from Georgia.
Oh.
What's up, you sexy sons of bitches? This is Patrick from Georgia calling again. I'm in a Buffalo Wild Wings thinking about you.
Whoa.
A pizza.
So today, and I couldn't help but notice I wasn't on it. So I thought I'd brighten your day and be on the next. And also not from Ohio, so there you go.
Not from
Ohio.
Wow. I love
okay.
your podcast. Bye.
He gets extra points from Michael by exclusively saying from Ohio.
Not from Ohio.
Dude, I feel like I could be in the fucking Stray Cats right now with this hairdo. It's like, it's getting to be a little ridiculous.
Maybe we'll do a haircut.
No one's cutting my hair until our barbers are back, because we go to the same
place.
Dan,
maybe you could turn it into a positive and start reading for shampoo commercials and doing self-tapings.
Palomalu's not doing those anymore.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I just wouldn't like, you know, I would get rid of the Stooges background and maybe put something up there like, I don't know, a picture of yourself with a third eye.
No, kinda that's seems your gig, man. I don't want to take, seems to help with
body. Seems to help with body and wave and manageability all in one.
No, I
one,
just angle. I can just angle the camera down a little bit more, and then then it's
you,
just. Then gone.
You look like TV's Frank from Mystery Science Theater.
I've been watching a lot of that. There's a new network called Comet, and they have Outer Limits. They have all the classic whatever, shit. Like it's such
whatever
a great
falls into the public domain.
Exactly. In Mr. Science Theater, they're doing the whole reboot or the whole reshow.
Thanks for calling from Georgia.
Yeah, but just this is for Patrick because he was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Favorite wing sauce on a wing? Go.
Also, do you get to go back to that same Buffalo Wild Wings now because
Korean
you live in Georgia?
I've never been to one.
Hadn't been there.
I'm just saying that Georgia reopened.
Yeah, be safe, Georgia. Stay home.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I'd like to see all of your. I like to see all the freshy COVID-19 tattoos out there, guys. Please send them our way.
No, please don't.
Stick and pokes. But yeah, what's your favorite wing sauce? That was the question.
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Doesn't matter.
Garlic.
Korean garlic. What is yours?
I don't know. Some sort of like a Texas rub.
Oh, rub. Dry rub.
Dry rub.
Okay. Where did we go that we got free barbecue sauce? That was Buffalo because that was the end of the tour.
Yep.
I still
in my fridge.
Buffalo. No. Was it Buffalo? Yeah. Someone gave us
was
that.
Was it Cleveland? Was it? Yeah. No. I'm trying to remember.
I think it was Connecticut. I think it was Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford?
That was Hartford?
It's fucking Hartford, Bob.
Yeah.
The whale.
I guess. Thanks, kind stranger.
Yeah. Take mine is a Jamaican
delicious.
Jamaican jerk.
It was typecasting.
All right, Daniel.
It looks
from
like
Florida.
You're looking up.
Let's take a listen.
Wing sauce names from.
Hey, this is Daniel from.
Well, you certainly
Florida.
Are a jerk.
Who me?
Okay.
Jerk store called.
I'm going to mute your audio right now. Florida.
Florida. And
the third time, I'll start it. Grumble, grumble. See what you did, Dan?
And begin.
Who are you talking to?
This is going to be Daniel from Florida.
Hey, this is Daniel from Florida.
That's what I just said.
I was a big fan of y'all growing up. And now I'm in an abnormally good mood right now. I'm just listening to y'all's show.
Okay.
And just figured I'd give y'all some love.
Thanks,
really
Daniel.
Thank you.
But I figured I'd show my appreciation. Keep up the good work, y'all. Later.
Later, Daniel.
All right.
Affirmation,
hey,
affirmation
what?
Is
we'll
freely
take,
taken.
We'll take
Thank
some
you.
Free affirmation. That's true.
Thanks, man.
No question at all. You know?
Just fluff us up a little bit. Sometimes that's
have
all
a good
we
day.
Need is a little fluff.
Have a good day, Daniel. Have a good week. Have a good safe month. Have a good year. The family, everybody.
Hopefully, yeah, staying safe down there in Florida.
Florida.
Hey, we got a voicemail from
say it. Say Canada.
Portland,
say it.
Oregon.
I dare you. Okay. Well, close enough.
Yeah, which I know you guys love. Was and obviously the first episode we ever did was a Portland themed episode. Let's take a listen.
Hey, my question is for Danny. This is John from Portland. I was wondering, would you rather drink a gallon of matcha from Starbucks or listen to an album from a supergroup that consisted of members Jim Morrison, Eric Clapton, Peanut from 311? And Ringo Starr. Wait, no. Would you rather do one of those things?
I would much rather drink a gallon of Starbucks matcha and get all jacked up for a while.
That dude, that's a gallon though.
Heart attack.
How long is the album?
Yeah.
How long is the whole LP?
Yeah, but maybe it's just echoing in his brain.
Peanut would be the saving grace of the band.
Oh,
Ringo Starr will keep a beat, but who cares? Because he sucks.
Clapton
can suck it. He's a racist piece of shit.
And Morrison, good job. We know how you feel about it.
Yeah, so there's no redeeming people on there except for Peanut, who I could sit there, smoke weed with, and slap bass. Cool. So I could get through like a song and a half, maybe two songs. So I'd have to go with that gallon of Starbucks matcha.
Yeah,
give me the matcha.
What about you, Mike?
Give me the poison.
Would you take that?
I don't know what your drink would be.
No. You'd have to come up with an analog for me because you're a sophisticated musicologist and I am but a simple country layman.
Stop it.
Working on the electrical lines of the county.
Hey,
so.
And you apparently get medals for your work.
Okay, I am wearing it like a medallion. A Lake Erie medallion. I hope that's not like a Cleveland steamer the guy just laid on me.
Boys, we have one more voicemail.
Okay.
And this is from Matthew in Virginia.
Hey, what's up, boys? This is Matthew from Virginia. I've just got a couple of questions for you. First one, about the sickness. Are you all down with it?
Stop that.
And then
he asked if you're down with the sickness, dude. Just keep fucking rolling.
Oh. Are you all down with it?
Oh, God.
And then my second question is, if the sickness does, this illness, if it does take over the world,
it's more of the same.
Where are you guys going to go, respectively? You know, wait out the end of time. What's your game plan?
All right, that's a good one.
Love listening to the show.
What is our in times game plan?
Yeah, I don't really want to betray my bunker, but there is a good Twilight Zone episode about it called, and it has shelter in the title, is all I'm going to say.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to watch
you
it.
Have
just,
a bunker.
I'm not going to betray the location of my
bunker. In Greenpoint, Brooklyn? It's just an abandoned subway that they don't use anymore.
The fucking joke is on them because whoever has excavated a emergency basement doomsday bunker in Greenpoint has just let in the oil spill vapors to entomb themselves. So it's really kind of like, what do you want to die? How do you want to die? It's kind of silly.
I'd like to think that you bought this around your Home Alone time or one of your movies, Slackers, and you just used all of your money, all of your Home Alone money, all of your Slackers money to build this underground Greenpoint.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say,
and it's
guys,
all decorated.
If shit does go down, you are, of course, all invited to shelter in place at my 24/7 Toto's Africa radio station, streaming radio station, which consists of a brick and mortar building.
That I sunk
my savings into. Yeah.
And do you play?
No, I think every 11th play is in Espanol. I scaled back.
But what about the Weezer version?
Weezer version of what?
The same song.
Total Africa.
Oh, God. It's the worst.
Remember, we don't like it.
It sounds just like it. Do something a little different.
Exactly. Exactamundo.
Yeah, I'm going in.
Dan, what's your apocalypse?
I'm going to go into the woods in PA. Live out the rest of my days there. I'd have to get out of here.
You have to go through the New Jersey woods to get to those woods.
Yeah, I would. I'll get there.
Right? You'd have to go through. You have to go past Gravity Hill.
I'd get there.
And you'd have to get past the what's that other thing?
I got
the,
a car,
the
man.
New Jersey Devil.
I got a car, man.
Cars can get flat tires in country roads going backwards uphill.
And you know, zombies love the smell of crayons. So,
that's problematic.
Yeah.
You're giving me, I don't know. Did anybody here ever watch Riverdale? No, you guys probably didn't watch that shit. No. It's very good. I enjoy it. I don't care.
Yeah,
and
it's fine.
They have an underground bunker in there, and that makes me think about having an underground bunker all the time. And it's like a total like World War II.
We
fallout.
Like to think that we're the generation that invented 30-year-olds as teenagers just because 90210 happened when we were younger. but truly, it happened long before us when you look at Welcome Back, Kotter, or anything like that. Those were all grown-ass adults. None of them look like teenagers at all. Head of the class, same thing. None of them look like teenagers at all. Yep. So let's be realistic. Facts of life, maybe. Maybe they look like teenagers.
The facts of life.
They're, in the beginning, they certainly looked younger than, I don't know. But that was
like
a whole
Tamborelli.
That was,
you know what? When we first started, Tamborelli looked 13.
That's true.
When we first started, he was 7, but he looked 13 when we started. 12. He was 8.
Yeah, it happens.
I did want to say that my plan. This is a very real thing. I've been watching like 3-2-1 Contact as a kid. And they had the Bloodhound Gang on there, and the Bloodhound Gang
Love Square One TV, 3-2-1 Contact, and the Bloodhound.
Bloodhound Gang always had the coolest hideout, and I always wanted that. I believe it was the Bloodhound Gang that had the globe that you tipped up, and then they had like snacks in there, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. I've talked about it on this before.
I got one of those back here. I can fill it with snacks next time you're here.
Yeah, send it over.
Gentlemen, Alfred is giving Kate a very, very hard time, and I have to relieve her.
Okay,
we can either pause this or
we want to thank everybody for their voicemails at 347-470-8150 and thank them for calling and
from all over the country.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming back to listen to us. Sorry it took us a month to get our shit together.
If you want to call from outside the country, just press
011 and then
your country's international code plus the international code for the US, which is typically 1, then 347.
What is 2?
Then 470, then 8150.
Yeah. Who has number 2? Canada?
Who knows? Who cares?
Okay. I didn't ask. Did you ask?
I don't know. I want to know. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike. If you subscribe on there, we have a lot of videos we're putting up from when we're locked in our homes and trying to keep things updated on there. Also, check out the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. And what else, gents? He is at D. Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on Insta, at Michael C. Morona on the Twitters. I am at Jeremy Balin. Go say hi to Alfie Forrest. Get him all settled down.
You going crazy, man. Gotta go.
And thanks for calling in and doing the voicemails.
Thanks for calling in.
It's just Mike and I show now. Oh, what could we do?
I guess we could set up 2 separate voicemail lines, one for people from Ohio and one for everybody else.
Not a bad
idea. So think about it. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Yep.
And please keep those voicemails coming because it's our only contact with the outside world at this point. So we appreciate it and we'll be happy to return some of those voicemails if you promise not to pick up. It's happened before. You've heard it happen in other voicemail episodes,
right.
And there have been no repercussions whatsoever.
That's right. All right.
I say that with confidence. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.